KCNR.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
At the Board of Supervisors meetings. Give me three steps. I got to get out of here.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, I came in today, and on the way down, I just wanted to be joyous. I wanted to have joy today. So I'm going to repeat joy because liberals seem to like that word a lot, and I thought that, you know, being with you is just—it's a joy, Nick. Just—it's just a joy. I want to make sure I say that like 400 times in the next hour because that's what liberals are being told on the mainstream media that Kamala is now joy.
That's what she's running on. She copied that from our program here.
I'm telling you,
I told you we should have had copyrights to that.
Well, you know, I'm looking at a coffee mug with Donald Trump saying I'm the best husband ever, and he knows husbands, and it just brings me joy. It just brings me absolute joy. So let's have a joyous show today, Nick, you and me. Come on.
O-tay.
There's a start for you, Nick.
O-tay. You remember the little rascals?
Oh, man. Buckwheat, alfalfa in the game?
Yeah, well, you
and
know,
the He-Man Woman Haters Club? I remember that. Yes, I do. That's how old we are.
That's who Christian Gardner reminds me of. No relation to me. Christian Gardner is Spanky.
Ah.
New Wayne. Let's see. Benjamin New Wayne. That's got to be Alfalfa.
Oh, that's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to go to some clips where we haven't wore out this. Benjamin, he is on YouTube. Doing the rundown of the supervisors meeting when Thomas, who I think actually is John Wayne. Thomas is the John Wayne of Redding, California. He's big, he's stout, he's strong. You don't mess with John Wayne and, you know, or you get a lesson.
Yeah.
A love tap.
Well, you and I were talking right before when I was in the green room getting a massage and having my lattes, that the gentleman Gardner was trying to say that he wasn't mocking Thomas, and he was actually joking with the guard, and you told me something that I found very interesting. What was that?
Well, I went over and spoke with the guard before the last meeting. I said, what did you tell Christian Gardner? That was so funny that he laughed out loud while Thomas was speaking, and he said, I didn't say anything. All I ever say to anybody is just move back here. You're too close to the speaker.
Ah. So what you're saying is a liberal lied again.
Fabrication.
Well, it's not lying.
Lie is such a hard word.
It is.
Fabrication. A little inventiveness there.
Yes, yes.
Covering your tracks.
Yeah. I wasn't mocking Thomas. I was joking with the guard. And then the guard says, well, no, actually, I didn't say a word to you. And that's his new line for reason why he put his hand, you know, to console Thomas. And I tell you what, if you put your hand on somebody you don't like, that's generally your right arm is right next to someone's face. That's just not a welcome thing if it's not a good friend. And I'm guessing these two are not good friends.
Well, we're going to go to this first set of clips. And the first clip is, I don't know what it is. Are you ready to go to that, Dave? Good morning, Dave. So happy to have you here.
Good morning.
Dave, let's bring some joy to the people.
I second that joy.
Let's bring some joy.
I second that.
Come on, more joy. I think that's like 400 already.
According to the video footage from this meeting, the altercation began when Thomas Hildebrandt was at the podium addressing the supervisors.
It's up to one guy, I guess.
I was talking with him. I'm sorry.
Thomas,
You were sleeping where?
If we can.
Well, he's speaking up. I'd kick his ass out.
The actual assault happened shortly after Hildebrandt's public comment, off camera, but the reactions from the board members clearly indicated that something serious had occurred.
Christian?
That was the assault, by the way.
Okay. Hey. Hold on 1 second.
Did he punch him?
Christian's account of the incident suggests that he tried to de-escalate the situation by placing his hand on Hildebrandt's shoulder in a friendly gesture. However, this gesture appears to have been misunderstood.
Sorry. It was so interesting, I went over.
That's all right. You know, what's funny is that the right there on the radio, it says, get your hand off me. That's the first assault. And then this guy, this moron, Dwayne, saying that, Wayne Doggy, saying that he tried to de-escalate the situation for which he escalated.
And what you picked up there, too, is he was talking to the security guard. The security guard doesn't talk to anybody. He was back there mocking Thomas, which he had done all meeting. And this second clip that's going to come up, this is by Leslie Sawyer. She's speaking with Chris Street. And by the way, Leslie Sawyer and Katie Garman have been in Washington, D.C. for Moms of Liberty.
Oh,
back there. Trump came and spoke. I hope she got to see Trump, got to talk to Trump.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Tell him we're from, she's from Shasta County. Trump would have said, do you know Kevin Cry? He's aware of Kevin Cry. You know, Carly Lake, she supported Kevin on the...
Carrie Lake, yeah.
Carrie Lake, and actually Kevin was invited to Mar-a-Lago.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow. Well, he is invited to call in here.
Yeah. Who's that?
Donald Trump.
Oh, yes, Donald Trump. We've invited him. We just haven't got a response yet.
Oh, well.
But that would be joyous if he did.
So let's listen to Leslie's take of what went on there. That's the second clip.
While they might argue a point about personal space, the level of violence used by Hildebrandt was disproportionate and unacceptable. It's also important to note that Mountaintop Media Times is connected to the same individuals who produced the Red, White, and Blueprint docuseries.
The problem is this other individual comes in and makes everybody uncomfortable with speaking, and he's the one who infringes on people's rights to speak because he is constantly disrupting, he is constantly making people feel nervous.
Well, my belief is that that's a game.
100%.
You know, it's like somebody, you know, you're not a terrorist if you come in and pull the pin.
Right.
And then the bomb goes off? Well, no, you were at the bomb.
Right.
So he's just pulling pins.
He's just, his job and what he does on the weekly is just to agitate.
They have a vested interest in downplaying these incidents, especially when a supporter of theirs, like Hildebrandt, is committing acts of violence.
So there you have it. What Chris Street was trying to say is what Christian did is agitate every meeting. I watch him, every speaker that is on the mega crowd, the people that want to make America great again.
Which is a bad thing.
Yes. He agitates. He sits back there and laughs out loud. And what Chris Street was trying to say is it's like a bomb. So Christian has a grenade. And he pulls the pin and throws it. Well, it's not Christian's fault the bomb went off. The bomb went off. It wasn't his fault at all.
Well, it's funny. This guy who's given this commentary is just a moron. And this is typical liberal stuff, is they accuse us of everything they're doing. So as soon as they open their mouth, you know that they're doing it. We just need to follow the cookie crumbs. But here's a guy who constantly agitates people. He agitated this man. He comes over and puts his hand on a guy that he just agitated. That's not normally what you would do in a normal circumstance. You don't piss somebody off and they go, oh, it's okay that I pissed you off.
Especially when their adrenaline's still pumping.
Yeah. You just can't make up the liberal mind hive of how bad they think about stuff. It's just crazy.
And John Wayne gives him a love tap.
Yeah.
It's just more or less, go away, leave me alone. You piss me off.
Well, and reality is, it's right there on tape. You know, the old thing is, you know, mom and dad always said, you don't start a fight, but you finish it. And it's right there on tape. The guy said, you know, Mr. Gardner said, get your hand off me. Assault right there. I mean, if there was actually to be something charged, that would be the first assault, period. The follow-up was a reaction to that assault.
There you go.
Pretty simple.
And Christian was the next speaker, so listen to him. Let's go with this clip right now.
All righty.
Christian Gardner, despite being the victim, showed remarkable composure.
I want to let Thomas know that I'm not going to let this go any further. Thomas and I have actually had some really good conversations, and I'm really concerned about his health, and I think he got confused. I was laughing at something that the officer over here
proven lie,
said.
Proven
Thomas,
lie.
Got a little confused. He's a good guy.
What's deeply concerning is how certain board members and their supporters have minimized these violent incidents. Individuals involved in the Modi recall and supporters of Kevin Cry and Patrick Jones have downplayed the violence, trivializing its seriousness. This is not just dismissive, but dangerous.
You got to be kidding me. This moron has simply forgot what BLM and Antifa did back in the day, and that was peaceful demonstrations. This guy comes up, agitates, puts a hand on the guy he agitated. The guy reacts, and it's violence, and this guy has a mental health issue. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yes.
Are you kidding me?
And it's been going on and on and on.
Yeah.
He picked a fight, got knocked on his butt, and now he's the good guy. He's not going to press charges.
Yes, he's got to be magnanimous. And folks, you know, there's nothing that liberals do that's original except the level of stupidity. It's all in Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. How to do it. Take over education. Do this. And disrupt and disrupt, disrupt, disrupt. And basically you disrupt and distract. There's nothing they're doing that's original thought. It's all a game plan. So this doesn't fall out of some, you know, this just happened. They plan, that guy's planning to go to every meeting to disrupt it. That's his whole thing.
That's absolutely right.
And it's crazy. But you know, the joyous thing is here, the joyous thing is the fact that he got punched in the stomach, I guess. I like that. That's joy. I'm joyful.
Despite being a victim.
Yeah, but yes, he's the one that provoked the whole thing, and now this moron is trying to give this dialogue, oh, and he was a victim. Really?
I thought they were going to shut down the whole meeting over this kind of stuff.
Well,
I think they should isolate these bad actors and not let them back in for a few months. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is here's how the common sense civil society works. You have rules, and you adhere to them, right or left, down the middle. They need to set some rules and say, we will not tolerate this no matter who you are. If you do this, we are going to put you outside the chamber.
Well, absolutely, they have rules. The trouble is the left won't pay attention to them. And the right, we sit there and are well-behaved.
Yes.
Don't speak out and yell. I do once in a while when it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, so you're an agitator.
Yes, and damn proud of it.
Damn it. I knew it.
With a capital D. But, you know, the thing is, they come in. There's probably six of them that come in, and their whole intention is to agitate, to pick on Jones and Kevin and sometimes Kellstrom. It's kind of like Big D. She went off four times on this meeting. Four times. You've heard her coming out of breaks each week. Four times this meeting, four times last meeting, and all she does is attack. And then she wants to be treated with respect.
Well, on that last one, we were here last week and we played it. You know, she's surprised. She sits there and badmouths and yells at these people and calls them every heinous name that exists. And then she's surprised nobody's calling her. Really? I wouldn't call you back either. I don't care what my public position is. If all you're going to do is publicly badger me, I wouldn't meet with you anywhere except in public so everybody can see exactly what I'm saying. So maybe what they should do is have the registrar, or the new gentleman, Toller, I think his name is, meet with her at the Board of Supervisors in front, and she can air her grievances in front of everybody so it can't be twisted that he ignored her complaints.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe she'll change her spots if she gets elected to the Shasta Lake City Council she's running for.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, and again, not to change that, but she's accused Corky Harmon of all kinds of heinous and illegal stuff, such as, I need an apple right now.
Making a profit.
Yeah, being a businessman in America in a capitalist society. that's weird. Yes. But that doesn't happen in Congress either, where, you know, they make 100-something thousand years, but they're all multi-millionaires, including Pelosi, who's on her way up towards a billion.
Rest assured, every one of the little rascals is represented by one of these recallers, is what I call them. You've got Alfalfa, you've got Spanky. I'm not going to go on anymore about that. I've got some announcements to make right now.
Ooh.
Next week, I believe it's the 7th.
That is the 7th, yes.
Kevin Cry is going to host this show. And he told me that he's got some really important things to come out, so be sure and tune in to this.
Outstanding.
And I believe he's going to come back on a permanent basis again. I hope so, because we have never had the transparency with our Board of Supervisors that we have now.
Exactly. That's what, you know, that's what the liberals constantly, you hear that word on Main Street, oh, we want to be transparent in the transparency. We have it, and they don't like it.
That's exactly what's happening in Shasta County. I recall, I have a problem at my house. Behind me, there's a big ditch that drains all of Kmart and Parsons School, all of Bocelli Lane, that's overgrown with brush that it's going to flood. It has flooded in the past. And I went to a supervisor's meeting after I battled with the city of Reading at city council meetings and asked them for some help to get this cleaned up. And Leonard Modi says, well, there's just we can't tell the city of Reading what to do. Even though it's flooding the county road, it's flooding my property. He didn't want anything to do with it. And that interim CEO, Pat Minturn, he came up to me after the meeting, and he said that he echoed the same thing. We can't tell them what to do. He's the guy that went in there as an interim, and I think he added $70,000 to his retirement.
Oh,
maybe
nice.
It wasn't quite that much, but, you know, he was there for 6 or 8 months. And boom, boy, his retirement went way up. He didn't have time of day for me on that. Mark Mazzano and Kevin Cry met me down there Saturday morning, this last Saturday at 7 o'clock, and I walked them through and I showed them what the problem is, and they agreed with me, and they're going to try and get the situation resolved.
Oh.
That's what our representatives are supposed to do, in my opinion. You've got a problem, show it to me. I'll see if I can't help you.
Yeah. What a crazy concept. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people. That's really weird.
Isn't it, though?
I don't laugh in the background there. I mean, that's a really weird concept. I just came out of the blue. It's joyous that I came out of that idea myself. That's weird.
Well, it's joyous that they would get up in the morning and meet with a constituent.
I'm checking my official teller that 72 times we've mentioned the word joy, so let's keep going.
Joy to the world.
Maybe we'll get picked up by mainstream media for being so joyous. Girl. Maybe we'll get, like, MSNBC will come and interview us because we've been so joyous today.
But joy only brought me sorrow. So we've got a Reading City Council meeting Tuesday night, the 3rd. They are going to appoint an ad hoc committee to explore giving the posse grounds a long-term lease.
Oh.
The ad hoc committee consists of 2 city council members.
And I'm guessing they're not pro-rodeo.
Well, Mark Mazzano is going to make a pitch to get on there.
Okay.
It's going to be interesting because I don't believe the other 4 are pro-posse grounds.
No, I think based on the Planning Commission appointments who have stated that they want to see something done with that property and the public statements of the majority of the city council, I do think that the posse grounds, the rodeo is not secure, in my opinion. That's what I'm thinking. So this is a big thing. I hope they get somebody on there that actually looks at it and realizes that that's one of the biggest revenue-generating events for Reading and Shasta County. I mean, it's been there for 75 years.
I think the posse grounds, in my opinion, the posse grounds ought to be charging the city of Reading for bringing all that business to Reading.
Well, you know, I don't disagree with it. It might need some repurposing, and I think it would be really cool if they could make a horseshoe-shaped amphitheater that looks out over the water that could be used for the rodeo, but then they could hold concerts there. How cool would that be?
And we could put a plank across there out to the middle of the river, a diving board type situation, and say MAGA only. That way all the liberals would go out there and jump off. What are they doing out there?
Yeah, that would bring me joy, Nick.
So I take it you're voting for Kamala?
Camel and Tampon Tim are top of my list. And you know what's funny is only a liberal could make this a reality and it can make it our reality. It's just 3 weeks ago, Kamala was technically, by all statistics, the most hated vice president since they've recorded the approval rating. She had an approval rating of under 30%. I mean, even Joe's beat that. And 3 weeks later, we're being told how amazing she is and how great she is. You couldn't write this for a Hollywood script. You couldn't. You've got the most vile person, by even their own standards, all of a sudden they're just championing like she's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
She pulled herself up by her bootstraps, or maybe we should say pantyhose straps, but she worked at McDonald's. She made French fries.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean,
she started right at the bottom.
There you go. Well, you know, at least that makes her a real person like the rest of us. There you go. So, Nick, you know, I want to talk about this real quick because you loaned me a book called Government Gangsters, and it's written by Kash Patel, who is, I guess technically you can almost consider him Trump's right-hand man, and he was Trump's right-hand man through various steps during the Trump administration. And
there you go. You're going to tell us why you're voting for Joy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to vote for Trump. I'll just tell you right now, it's publicly, there it is, I'm voting for Trump. Don't even question that. However, that being said, this Mr. Patel wrote a very good book. It talks about all the crime and the deception and literally treason that went on during the Trump administration. And what's really strange, as good as the book is, it left me wondering why, if he saw all of this treasonous activity, I mean, we're talking punishable by death activity, why nobody, not a single person, paid even with a misdemeanor kind of offense. Then in one section of the book, page 167, Mr. Patel goes on to lament how the Biden administration forced the military to take this vaccine. It was, he forced the vaccine. One paragraph later, he's touting how miraculous Trump was in getting Operation Warp Speed on the ground. So wait a minute. You're going to take one paragraph later and say this is the greatest thing that ever happened to mankind, but then you're going to beat on the Biden administration for forcing it onto the military. You don't get to speak out both sides of your mouth in my book. That was where I kind of got a little bit of uncomfortable taste of that book, only because you can't sit there and blame Biden for doing something and then say that it was your idea that was so great. That's kind of opposite forks in the road for me. But otherwise, the book was really good, and I recommend if you got it, read it, because the stuff that went on behind the scenes is jaw-dropping.
I like Kash Patel very much.
Yeah.
He is a son of immigrants from India.
Yep.
And he
But he identifies as black.
This week.
That was a joyous comment. I wanted to be joyful for that. But continue on. He's immigrant parents.
He is black, just a shade.
Well, yeah, but yeah, very true. He's from immigrant parents who worked their butt off to get here. So that's very true.
My good friend Mort brought me that book. He picked it up at the library book sale for me. He picked up another book, The Boy That Knew Too Much. If you get the opportunity, read that book. It's tremendous. It's about a little boy that knew about his past life. He was Lou Gehrig. And he knew all about Lou Gehrig when most kids are just trying to learn how to read.
Oh, wow.
Very good book. I'll try and get that. I loaned it to John Wayne Thomas, and he's a reader, and he'll get it back to me.
Hold on here. I'm trying to find something.
We have time for our clips before we go to
– Well, hey, I have something I want to go into break with. I found this, and I thought I would share it with him. So I'm going to read it. I'm trying to be, clear. This is something that I think is appropriate to today's world. It was a German historian, Hannah Arendt, who once wrote, and I read, quote, "The constant lying is not aimed at making people believe a lie, but at ensuring that no one believes anything anymore. A people that can no longer distinguish between truth and lies cannot distinguish between right and wrong. And such people, deprived of the power to think and judge, is, without knowing and willing it, completely subjected to the rules of lies. With such people, you can do whatever you want."
Boy, and they've got us there right now. We don't know who to believe.
Well, and that's exactly when I read that. It's kind of a profound moment in my life, and I don't have a lot of those, even though I'm an old guy. I'm not as old as you, but I read that, and I said, holy cow, that's the United States 2024. Everything is virtually a lie. And the problem is, you can go online And you can't, you still have to dig deep to get to a point where you understand maybe what some of the truth is versus what, and I thought that little statement from Hannah, which was written many, many years ago, described America in 2024.
So we're going to go to break, but let me give you this thought before we do. You know, RFK Jr. has jumped on the Trump bandwagon. He sees what a train wreck Kamala would be. I don't remember the name of the gal that was going to be his vice president.
The Asian lady, yeah, she was
a flaming liberal.
She was near communism, yes.
Well, she went to a MAGA rally, and she talked to MAGA people, and she's telling how wrong she was.
Oh, absolutely.
She has absolutely said she can't believe what wonderful, thoughtful, intelligent people Trump supporters are.
Well, there's tons of videos you can get online where it shows people, liberals, who take the time to actually go to those kind of events, and they're always like the people who are respectful and nice. But you wear a Trump to a liberal anything, they're going to heckle, scream, and throw everything on you. That's the difference. That's where we're at in the United States right now. We got one side that offers respect and common sense, and the other side that's just a lying piece of poo.
You know, I had a clip of Big D going off at the meeting, this last supervisor's meeting. I think we'll skip that, Dave, and we'll go right to clips. So are we ready for our break? Okay.
See you on the other side. Break.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championship presents Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Dave, you're on.
RFK's VP Shanahan releases Trump derangement syndrome ad. Here we go.
Are you or your loved ones suffering from illnesses such as TDS, also known as Trump derangement syndrome? Do you dismiss or deny the current issues facing our country, such as historic inflation, illegal immigration, corporate corruption, World War III escalations, and the chronic disease epidemic? Are you willing to elect someone who was the least popular vice president in modern history and who offers no policy or vision for America simply because your brain keeps telling you anyone but Trump? If so, you might be struggling from TDS. Introducing Independence. Independence allows you the freedom to finally think independently once again. Instead of believing everything you hear from the mainstream media, Independence allows for constructive critical thinking.
I used to hear people on the news say things like,
Donald Trump and the movement he has encouraged are a threat to democracy.
And I instantly believed it. With Independence, I now realize the media is run by the Democrat elite, who are a corrupt oligarchy that censors free speech, silences political opponents, supports forever wars, and abandons democracy by anointing its candidates.
Independence may not be for everyone, If you enjoy being lied to about your president's cognitive abilities, support Orwellian totalitarianism, or are excited about communist fiscal policy, independence may not be right for you. Common side effects of independence may include an awakening of rational thought, successfully identifying propaganda, freedom of choice, loss of hatred, anti-narcissistic behavior, and love of democracy.
I used to blindly hate whoever my party was running against. I didn't care about facts or policy because I was hopelessly indoctrinated. With independence, I'm much more interested in policies that uphold democracy, and I truly care about the health of our country and its citizens.
Ask your doctor if independence is right for you, and enjoy your freedoms once again.
I'm Nick Gardner, and I approve this ad.
Pam, mic drop. There you go. That couldn't be said any clearer right there, and that's coming from the former VP, ultra-communist-leaning person who has realized that the Trump situation is not what it's been portrayed to be. So that was, thank you for sharing that, sir. That was great. I had actually seen a little bit of it, but that's the whole thing. That was awesome. So if you want to be independent and think and be common sense, the way is clear.
Go to private school.
Yeah, join us.
Okay, we're going to go to some clips now. This first clip is Christian talking about a waste of money, and then we've got another well-spoken commenter calling them out on their waste of money. So could we do clip number one there, please?
So don't come out with that righteous BS about you paid for it. Thank you.
Dolores, followed by Leslie.
Is this the right one?
No.
You didn't pay for it because I...
No. That I was going to play that, and I decided not to play it. We've heard enough of...
That
of
was an
Dolores.
Audible in football. They call that an audible, Nick.
This should be at 220.56 to 222.52.
Welcome to live radio, folks. It's on the fly. It's real.
And Nick's the guy that always mixes them up and gets them goofed up, but he tries so hard.
Well, when I'm as old as you...
It would be the balance of the changes would be approved, excluding that chapter.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion we approve except for the... Except for section 20.2A.
And I'll second that.
You have a motion by Supervisor Garment, seconded by Supervisor Rickert. Supervisor Rickert.
Yes, and Monica, why do you know, is there any protection for a supervisor or anyone actually in closed session? Why is closed session not addressed in this?
So I'm going to have to defer to county council on, because that's in closed session, those conversations cannot be made public.
But I would think that there would at least be some verbiage in the rules that covers it is all.
So what we've done here is I've mixed up the clips here. This is about C-18 on the consent calendar. The consent calendar at the meetings might have 15 or 20 different subjects on there that are just routine, just rubber stamped. And if one of the supervisors wants to talk about or bring a vote about one particular thing, they pull it out, and then they vote on the rest of them. This is C-18. It's adopt a resolution which amends Shasta County personnel rules to make necessary adjustments to certain language and maintain compliance with state and federal
Nick
laws.
Gardner.
Yeah.
Leslie.
Okay.
I'd like to say I like this new format with all the departments speaking before public comment. That makes me stay here, and I'm realizing a lot more that's what's going on than before when I'd leave right after comment. So thank you. Christian's talked about flushing money down the toilet. I'd like to ask Mary, where's Eric? Where's Eric McGraney? We're kind of flushing money down the toilet by still having him on the payroll, aren't we? And I see where you voted to create a position for him and gave him a $32,000 raise. Maybe you could tell us where Eric is. Do you have any idea?
Crickets.
And I'd like to mention that, when the people overwhelmingly passed a two-term limit, you justify running for a third term, whether it's legal or not. It's not morally right. And then we've got Jeff coming up here and whining about a letter that was written 6 months ago. Why don't these people come up with some solutions to what's going on right now instead of whining about what happened? And Susan comes up here and accuses you guys of lying. Well, I can think back when they started the recall, and it was based on lies. Either that or they just didn't pay attention in school and they can't count. And then you're talking about eminent domain and things that haven't happened. Thank God the writers of our Constitution could foresee what could have come up and pass laws to alleviate those problems. Thank you.
Jim Burnett.
Where that comes from is the Charter County Amendment saying that the county can't take private property from one entity and give it to another entity that's private. And Mary's argument is, we've never done that before. Why are we doing it now? She and Tim keep arguing that they should have put these amendments in the charter when they voted on whether to be a charter county or not instead of a general law county.
Well, I'm willing to guess that not every single concept or idea was thought of back when they were doing the charter county. It was made simple so that we got there, and then there's going to be amendments, revisions down the road. They might have amendments and revisions. It's not that unusual, Ms. Rickards. That's kind of how government works.
Because,
and I'm going to be a little bold here, because if it wasn't, we'd be stuck with the original Constitution, which wouldn't that be a joyous day if we had the original Constitution and not all the crap that's been added on for 250 years.
And a lot of the things that were in there, they wrote into the Constitution, hadn't happened yet.
Exactly.
We're writing this to keep from that happening, Mary. So, here, let's...
And that guy, Nick, that guy sounded a lot like you.
Yeah.
Do you have a twin?
I told you, a good-looking, well-spoken, contributing member to the comments.
That wouldn't be you, Craig. I was confused.
Well, actually, we missed the first part because Christian got up there and complained about wasting money, that they had the department heads there waiting to speak and all that they were getting paid and the rent on the building. We don't rent the building, Christian. We own it. Before...
And, oh, yeah, that's their job, to report to the public.
Before Kevin Cry took over and the public comments were at the start of the meeting, those people sat there sometimes for 2 hours. Instead of being in their office working, they sat there for 2 hours till public comment was over.
Yep.
And with the format Kevin's came up with, they're on first, and then we have public comment. They can go back to work.
Wow, it sounds like an efficient use of time and money by the government, which never happens.
Yes, well... things are changing.
Well, I hope
they're changing for the good.
Yep. So,
and I'll tell you something else. I would go to those meetings just for public comment, and then I'd leave.
Okay.
This way, I'm forced to sit there and listen to what's going on, and I have learned so much and seen what's going on that I wouldn't have been exposed to before. So, Kevin has actually streamlined our meetings and made them more informative to the average citizen. Not saying that I'm not above average, but, you know, I'm talking about the recall people.
Crickets.
But because of my Kevin derangement syndrome,
yes,
anything he says, I'm going to disagree with.
KDS. There we go. We've now turned a whole new thing. KDS.
So we're going to talk. We're going to go to C8 that Mary and Tim jerked out and wanted to talk about. And the first clip is Mary accusing Kevin of violating the Brown Act.
Oh.
And we're going to play the first clip, and then we're going to play Mary's clip. So can we have that first clip? It starts at 2:03.
Motion, Supervisor Garment. I'm just not going to argue with it. I mean, kids are in a worse spot today, and it's been exacerbated by COVID. That's how many of us got engaged. And if people think that the statement of this is how we've always done it is what needs to be heard, then I can't even argue with that. Supervisor Garman.
I think some changes can be made, but ACES is very hard to understand, and you got people coming up here who are divorced talking about ACES in our public comment time, and it's like, what are we doing? It's like, we need to be able to support our ACES programs and fund it completely for a year. I'm going to make a substitute motion that we approve it for the, as it's written in C8. And move this on. ACES is way too complicated, and yes, school scores are down. I would urge you to go to the school boards, maybe become a school board member, and you can see what's actually going on in our schools. COVID was definitely part of that.
But you can't sit here and tell me it's not the ACES funding that's causing that. So I will make that substitute.
And I'll second that.
So you don't need to make a motion. It's already in there. So the substitute motion is what it is. I know I've only been on this board much shorter than both of you, but you don't need to make that motion because it's already in SC8.
Thanks for correcting me. I made a mistake.
That's okay. But what I will tell you again, and I just want to make sure for board discussion, for Supervisor Jones, we haven't discussed this. I did talk to Supervisor Kelstrom a little bit earlier today about this. And, again, we had one of the literally world's leaders come in here and speak about it. And, you know, some people picked up on it. Some people, again, like I'll die on this hill. And the whole thing, I agree with Supervisor Ricker. Parts of me said, I hate the word, and I brought this up in my first month as a supervisor in 2013, that the word retroactive appeared like 38 times on our agenda.
So there you have it. But what I want to bring to your attention, Kevin said, Jones, we didn't discuss this yet. I haven't discussed this with Patrick Jones. So let's go ahead with Mary now. She just digs for that little morsel that she can get Kevin on. So let's hear her dig.
Board of June 30th, 2025, since we're already partially
through
the year.
Well, you know what, while we're waiting here, Mr. Garman, you moron, stop assuming the public is not capable, because when you sit there and say it's very complicated and people won't understand it, BS, it's written in English, and most humans that are older than 30 years old can read English, and they can decide if it's too complicated. But for you as a supervisor to sit there and dismiss the entire population as ignorant fools, you, my friend, are a fool.
20614, Dave.
Supervisor Rickert, I'm sorry, you're in queue.
Here we go.
Yes, I wish I could rewind the tape. But did you just say that you spoke to Supervisor Jones about this?
No, I said I talked to Supervisor Kelstrom about this.
No,
I have not spoken to Supervisor.
You did say that you spoke to Jones.
I have not spoken to Supervisor Jones.
You said you did.
Oh, okay. You know what? I hope somebody clips this out. Clip this out. Put it on social media. That's the lunacy we're talking about. Hey, listen, just go back and watch the film. Go ahead, Supervisor Rickert.
Well, I just wanted, because I heard that you said you spoke to Supervisor Jones about it, and then you talked to Supervisor Kelstrom. And if that's so, that's a Brown Act violation.
But that's not a majority, right?
All right. So, listen.
Isn't that something?
That means right there, clearly he said, I have not spoken to Mr. Jones about it, but I did have a brief thing with Kelstrom. Right there in front of her, and she chooses to lie. Folks, if you vote for Rickert, that's who you're getting. It was clearly, he said he did not speak with Jones. It's on record, we just played it, and yet within minutes, she is twisting the truth.
Well, she either that or she just wants to get something on him so bad she missed a word.
Well, no. You don't go and sit there and have some public display of grandeur accusing someone of something that is patently 100% false. Kevin clearly stated he had not spoken to Mr. Jones about it, but earlier before the session, he had had a brief conversation with Mr. Kelstrom. That was right there. I just heard it. I think we all heard that. And here she is within minutes accusing a cry of a Brown Act violation that did not, in fact, happen. Folks, if you vote for Rickert, that's the kind of politician you're going to get. That's what's been going on with her.
Let me explain to you a little bit what this was about. This is they want to renew an agreement retroactively for $1.568 million for ACE. ACE is Adverse Childhood Experiences. That is something that Kevin wants to know, that the money is going to the kids. Come to find out, the vast majority of the money goes to management of this program.
Of course.
And he is questioning. He's wanting to put off the decision for a while so he can look in depth where this money's going, if it's being spent wisely. And Kevin Mary and Garman, they want to rubber stamp it. Just like they rubber stamped Donnell Ewert with the turnkey program, where they put ne'er-do-wells and homeless in houses that are bought in neighborhoods.
Project Home Key.
Yes.
Where Sasha County,
they
you the tax.
They snuck it in here, and the rubber stampers that were in office then, 8 or 10 years ago? Oh, yeah, we'll do that. No problem.
Well, Shasta County, I believe, owns 7 houses that homeless people in residential neighborhoods, and the neighborhoods didn't get any say about having these houses bought and homeless people put in their houses.
You're mistaken. Those houses are owned by nonprofits. Shasta County bought them.
Oh, well, there you go. See? Another great use and efficiency of money in the government.
That's
amazing.
Right. That's absolutely right.
So, go ahead, Nick.
Well, Mary, you got your dig in at Kevin, but it was misplaced, little sister.
And I think the jump on you is warranted. So, Nick, I got an apology to a group of things. Is I was on Carl's show earlier, I think it was this month or last month, and I used the word demo rats. And Carl's like, hey, now. And I wanted to say to Carl, we've been called every ist, racist, sexist, we've been called deplorable, we've been called everything in the book. And I used the word demo rats, and I thought about it. I insulted rats. To the rats of the world, I am so sorry. I should not put you at that level of scum on earth. So to the rats, I am very sorry. So there's my apology, Nick.
Well, I heard that. I almost had to go to counseling over it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I can't believe I counted rats at that lower level of Democrat. So I'm sorry, rats. I will try to refrain from calling Democrats demo rats. It's just an insult to you as rats.
So here's another item that was jerked from the agenda, C-18. Adopt a resolution which amends Shasta County personnel rules to make necessary adjustments to certain language and maintain compliance with state and federal laws. So if we can get the first clip, it starts at 2:31:54. It's Leslie. She's going to explain to you why this is on the agenda.
And more to Shasta Youth Options, because I couldn't reimburse the county because Noel DeShort said I couldn't,
right,
so
up.
I just made a donation.
Okay.
So
few seconds.
That's good.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. I think the only thing that's important that needs to be pointed out is Monica pointed out these changes are based off of law, not proposed retaliation. That's it. It's off of law, and people are leaving because when the truth comes out, that's what happens.
All right, we're going to take a vote.
So that is the gist of why this is on there, why it is C-18. But we've got Mary and we've got Tim complaining about it. And the first one, this is kind of funny. It's 2:15:49. Could we play number two, please, Dave?
Tell you what, it's really hard to get exactly on there.
That's okay.
You said 2:15:49, right?
That's it. You betcha. Okay. And this is Mary going off on, I don't know what she's going
and
on.
And that's all there is to it. It talks about the policy is also intended to prohibit treating a county client or customer in a discriminatory, harassing, or abusive manner. This happens at this dais on a regular basis. When we have people come up with public comment. So we're going to have plenty of words on a piece of paper, but are those words going to have any meaning whatsoever? Are these people going to continue to abuse speakers? I have been called I've been threatened with my life from people standing there. Other than the license plates, I never really got upset. Nobody go after my license plate. But the fact of the matter is this has got to stop. We have got to return to civility and decorum in this county, or we will never recover. We will never be able to attract qualified people to come here to work. And it's got to stop. We are losing physicians. We're losing veterinarians. We're losing lawyers. We're losing business people. And I have people complain to me about that all the time. It has got to stop.
Supervisor Jones.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I don't know what planet Supervisor Rickert's from right at this second. We are attracting...
Hey,
quiet.
Nobody interrupted
quiet.
Supervisor Rickert.
To be honest, we are attracting very good, competent people. I'm very happy. It's disappointing that Supervisor Rickert is unhappy with Shasta County. I'm very proud of Shasta County. I'm proud of the direction that it's gone. And frankly, And frankly, for Mary Williams to come in here to try to school us as to what she did with the CTCL is inexcusable.
Hey, inexcusable. Supervisor Jones, please. Supervisor Rickert spoke uninterrupted. Please, please, please let Supervisor Jones finish. Let Supervisor Jones finish.
Mary Williams is not a county employee any longer. I asked her, quiet. I asked her on multiple occasions, did the counterproposal for the Centers for Tech and Civic Life contract get approved? And she told me no, an outright lie.
So there you have it, and you heard the interrupters.
Yes.
It's all Mary's supporters.
Well, and I would bet they're all left of center. And that's, you know, those clips we play are the clips that actually are there, and they're the ones that are disrupting. I guarantee that you're not going to find conservatives up there just bad-mouthing the piss out of all of the Board of Supervisors.
And most of these were in the audience. They're interrupting in the audience. Kristen Gardner's in on that.
Yeah. So, you know, again, Rickert's.
And then another thing I caught there is – we are losing doctors, veterinarians, and business people because of this policy? Really, Mary?
Really. Yeah. And it's funny as they say that, because that was one of the things on the recall, is that Kevin, you know, was causing the sheriff's department to be understaffed and this and that. And as far as I know, Johnson has come out and said that he has recruited more than anybody of his predecessors. He's got almost all the positions filled up. And yet they were saying that during that whole recall crap, and here she is kind of furthering that we're losing people, and the sheriff has said publicly on Carl's radio show that he's doing some bang up recruiting for our county. So I don't get what she's talking about.
Well, I think a lot of these people maybe did some things they shouldn't have done. Patrick Jones told me that they brought to his attention some litigation had to be settled because it was coming, it was due. What litigation's that? Well, they told him there was two cases, or there was a case, and these two lawyers were representing the county for 2 years going to court and back. And the supervisors didn't even know it. They didn't have a clue.
No kidding.
These are the kind of people that are getting fired.
Yeah.
Well, they're not getting fired. They're given the choice of being fired or retiring.
Yeah, getting the golden handshake.
Let's try and get this last clip in. 213 even.
Have this policy. And I also would like to know what the protection is for the Board of Supervisors when we're in closed session, we're being called liars and other things, to where at the point of where is any other job, the way some of us are treated, that person would be fired. And Monica and personnel, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody who gets mistreated, they file a complaint. At some point, you're going to take some action. Unfortunately, we don't have that recourse on this board, and it's wrong, and we need it. So I'm asking for your help.
All right. So do we have a... do we have a motion? Supervisor Garmon. Or Supervisor Rickert, sorry.
Yeah, and I also, there's so many things. When I read this the other night, I just went, oh, my gosh, we could actually kind of have a whole meeting called just to go over this Chapter 22. First of all, I want to agree with Supervisor Garmon that there's no protection for those of us in closed session. There's no accountability, and anything can be said in closed session that anybody wants to say, and there's no personal responsibility, no accountability. Everybody just gets, and so I find it very hypocritical that we have a whole chapter on how to not discriminate, not to harass, not to be abusive, and yet it's happening at the very highest level in this county, and it has to stop.
Well, it happens at the lowest level too, Mary. I didn't hear you sticking up for Kevin when he was being accused of having affairs by Big D at the supervisors meeting. I didn't hear you sticking up for him when all kinds of questionable behavior came up. That's what you get when you sign up for it. You don't have recourse to go back and sue. But this is them whining that they're being stood up to in private in the closed sessions. Well, that's why they're closed.
Well, and I would be willing to bet that if, you know, her these complaints about how we're losing people because of, you know, intimidation, whatever. I'll bet you money most of those people, if not all, are of left-leaning and they're leaving because their gig is up. They understand that there's a microscope on top of them. And so, you know, it to hear her continually bash lying, I mean, is really what it is. It's just crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. So, hey, I have something, Nick, I want to read out to liberals. This is from Ludwig von Mises, Omnipotent Government, The Rise of the Total State and Total War. The worship of the state is the worship of force. There is no dangerous menace to civilization than a government of incompetent, corrupt, or vile men. The worst evils of which mankind ever had to endure were inflicted by bad governments. The state can be, and has often been, in the course of history, the main source of mischief and disaster. Hopefully liberals will understand. The founding fathers knew that. They wanted small government, leave us alone, provide national security, and let it go. I mean, look what we're going through now. We've got open borders. We've got all of this crap going on. England is now, you know, arresting you if you repost a meme on those civil riots or the riots over there.
But those people that are coming across our borders illegally, they're filled with joy.
Yes, they are. It's been a very joyous show again today. Nick, how are you doing, sir? What are you doing today?
Oh, I'm gonna. I got work around the house to do.
At your age, that'll probably be one thing the whole day, right?
I'm gonna go see Reagan tonight. Now they're campaigning through movies.
Oh,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.